We're running and gunning and saying our thoughts. Though we have different minds, at the same time we bring the song to help your mind grow in the mental. Give knowledge with advice plus all essentials. So if you haven't heard, then act like you know. It's the Runner and Gunner Show. Runner and Gunner Show. The Runner and Gunner Show. Gunner.
Hello, ghouls and critters out there. We are here for you this Monday morning, first Halloween special edition of the Runner Gunner Show.
Why wouldn't you just
eat?
Just kidding, everybody. It's me, Gunner, here to tell you the spooky, spine-chilling story of murder. And death
and murder.
Suspense.
So welcome to the Runner and Gunner special first Halloween edition. First out of the four we're going to give you this month. And this first story will be
giving
about...
you four Halloween episodes this month.
And what will the first special be about?
Well, our first special, as you know, as we talked about earlier, about...
I don't know what you're talking about, sir.
The murder... of John Lennon.
It's too spooky for me, man. I got to go in my house. Hey, sorry.
So the story goes...
If you're scared, go get your mama.
That one cold, bleak, winter, New York day...
Thunder and lightning struck.
A man devised in his heart... that he would take a life.
This is a carjacking.
Oh, shoot.
What is in your sip cup?
So anyways, as I was saying...
It was a dark and freaking stormy night.
In New York City at the Dakota.
Where?
The hotel where they filmed Rosemary's Baby. The 1970s critically acclaimed... evil movie.
Jump, everybody, jump! Is that the one where they jumped off the roof or no?
John Lennon.
Is that where John Lennon jumped off the roof?
Checked into his room in December 1980 when...
crack, crack, crack.
December 8th. As he was walking down into the hallway, lights, camera, action, fans all around, surprising him, jumping at him out in the public, making his life a whirlwind of mystery. On this one particular day, a man that no one knows.
Who is the mystery man?
An unknown suspect lurking in the dark drew closer to John Lennon. The fourth member of the Beatles, or the first member, depending on your perception.
Or the third.
He said, "Mr. John." John Lennon turned around. As he was already signing many autographs that night at the Dakota in a cold, bleak winter's New York day. As he looked, the streets were so puddled with pitch that he could hardly see the man standing there with an album of the Abbey Road to be signed by. John Lennon took it.
Actually, it was Double Fantasy.
It was Double Fantasy!
The brand new album that had just came out.
And he signed it.
He gave him an autograph.
John Lennon.
And he said, "Have a good day, sir."
He gave it back to him and he said, looked into his devilish, deep, black eyes and said, "Is there anything else I could help you with, mate?"
And this is true because the guy in the interview actually said that he said this.
He said in his mind, but he didn't verbalize with his lips. And again, he was
looking at his killer, and the killer knew.
Is there anything else?
Looking at his killer.
I can help you with, mate. No, he said, but his lips didn't move, and finally, uttering through the chains of his teeth, "No, sir." And John Lennon turned around. Pap, pap, pap. The dark suspect.
Just as he was walking
out
backwards,
a handgun and
the gun came out.
John Lennon in the back of the head three times. Everybody started screaming as the killer, the murderer, escaped. escaped into the dark only to not ever be found. But they said, the fans said, that if they ever did find him, they would tear him to shreds. The suspect
Abbey Road up his ass.
Was last seen to be a 8-foot tall mammoth of a man.
The behemoth.
With hair down to his midsection, dark black,
below
long,
his knees.
Stringy hair. He got away.
And he just does what he pleased.
And John Lennon died that night, December 1980. After his double fantasy premiere of his new album, the comeback album, after 5 years,
which topped the charts,
silence to spend with his brand new son,
the chart topping,
and his
album,
beautiful remarried wife. Happy Halloween, everybody! Let's
Monday
crack
morning
Monday morning sip.
Yeah, cheers. Yes.
So good.
The Runner and Gunner Show.
Yeah, oh, it's good over there. That's what we're doing
now. That's right. It's Monday morning.
Happy October 3rd.
It's Halloween. You just heard the first of the 4-part series of Halloween special Runner and Gunner.
It's the 3rd or the 4th. I'm freaking confused out of my mind.
Oh, shoot. What is today?
I think today is October 4th, Monday, which I thought originally, but I might just be flipping out and thinking yesterday was today.
Yeah, October 4th.
No, wait. Is yesterday
Monday,
written by Paul McCartney? Or
8 a.m.
Wait a minute.
Yesterday is written by Paul McCartney.
That's what I meant. Yesterday was the 3rd written by... I mean,
but
back to the what we're
together,
talking about is Come Together
as a song that you just heard right
by
now.
The Beatles.
You got me slappy, slappy, slappy diesel doodle. You can weasel with the... You know
and
how the lyrics
so,
go.
That song had gotten sued by Chuck Berry and his team, which was his...
Morris Levy.
The writer of Chuck Berry's song was called Morris Larry... Morris Day.
Morris
I mean,
Day Levy.
Yeah.
He, and the time. Bears
sued
of corruption. No,
and
Morris
he sued
Levy.
Because on a song called "You Can't Catch Me" by Chuck Berry, they say the first line of the beginning of "Come Together."
And this is that song. This is "Come Together." This essentially is the same song as "Come Together."
They sound so similar.
If you hear it the way
the
that
lyrics,
John Lennon sang it,
so
then you could hear it.
The beat is way
this
off.
Is the way John Lennon did that exact same song.
You see, John Lennon sings it just like Come Together.
Yeah,
but that song is You Can't Catch Me by John Lennon, but it sounds super similar to Come Together.
So John Lennon probably was singing it that way in his heart from the get-go, and then when it came out to Come Together, Paul McCartney just put that iconic, fat, ripping bass line over it, as heard in the Aerosmith version of Come Together, and made history.
So
and
is it true that he took a fat rip during the session? And it was caught?
I think it's true. Paul the Womanizer.
A toker.
No, a rip of Mary Jane.
Oh my lord.
And also, the Rolling Stones covered it, and this is how that sounds. This is personally my favorite song.
And if you listen close, you can hear
all of them,
Paul McCartney taking a fat rip.
Except for Come Together, of course, he's the best. He said, one and one
so,
and one
did Morris,
is three.
Morris Day Levi's
to be good
actually sue the Stones?
So
or did they have an
see.
Agreement with that?
Come together.
That's the big question here.
They came to an agreement in,
came together?
In the court of law in 1973, and then it didn't happen until years later. But the agreement was...
What's the agreement?
Yeah, yeah, baby.
Yeah, yeah, baby.
Angel...
that sounds
Rosie
more
originals,
like a...
Angel Baby. And that song that you just heard right there, You Can't Catch Me. John Lennon had
wait
to
a minute.
Sing
Angel Baby.
All
wasn't that an oldie?
Songs.
Wait.
Yeah, he had to sing Morris Levy's songs.
So,
and Morris Levy dropped the charges just like that. He said, deal. You're not getting sued. Sing my songs and let's do it.
Sing my songs.
And as we know, John Lennon and Chuck Berry had a very amusing relationship with each other. They rock and rolled together.
Oh, yeah, they did.
As well
they did a couple concerts
Stones.
Together also.
Oh, yeah.
So, and the Stones,
stuff.
Too. And John Lennon actually did some things with the Stones.
live, and they all got together and made some very classical music that we all remember now.
So there you go. Next time you hear Come Together, remember that Chuck Berry sang it first.
And when you hear You Can't Catch Me, remember that Morris Day Levi's got a bunch of money because of that.
Remember, Levi's jeans also made rock and roll. Just remember that.
501s.
All right, everybody. We're here on a Monday morning. It is Monday, the 4th, Halloween month. I hope you guys got your Halloween costumes. And I hope you girls have your see-through skeletons. And I hope everybody has their liquor and punch. And I hope everybody else has hands hanging out the mail drops.
Yep.
It's Halloween, everybody. Get it together. We'll be back after these messages.
After these commercial breaks.
Hey, what's up, guys? You want some Reese's peanut butter cups? They're shaped like pumpkins this year.
And I am Dracula. I love peanut butter.
Well, you don't want to give peanut butter cups to all your friends and tell them that you have Dracula in your basement?
I want to suck your cup.
Eat Reese's peanut butter cups. Sorry, not sorry, dweebs. Cheers.
Cheers.
All right, everybody, it's Halloween.
And like you guys know, that is Jesse James.
And that was Jesse James and the Hula Blues. Bebop-a-loo-wop. All right, so everyone, how could we not have kick off our Halloween special and not talk about Metallica?
Metallica!
The most Halloween band there is besides maybe Halloween the band.
They talk about murders. They talk about crazy stuff. They talk about killing. They talk about drilling in your head.
They cause crazy loud Damien chords. Eccles to murder. They cause kids to murder.
Yes.
So why do they make kids murder?
And murder.
Do they really?
I don't do that.
I don't know. The court says that they don't. And they were acquitted.
I think it's something more than music. I think it's a little bit of something called Born Psycho.
I think it's a little something called Michael Myers.
Yeah. It's a little bit of Michael Myers.
And I think it's a little bit of Chubby.
And it's a little bit of Born Wrong. Because they got their heads dropped by the parents. Sorry, parents.
Just like O.J. Simpson. And by the way, O.J. Simpson should replace Jason Voorhees in the next 10 Jasons or so.
That would be hilarious.
Yes, I want to see O.J. O.J. the 13th.
O.J. the 1st.
O.J. in space. O.J. 10. O.J. in space. All right, anyways.
Let's not
get off the topic. So, Kill 'Em All was the very first album on Metallica. Does anybody out there remember Kill 'Em All?
What year was that release, Gunnar?
1983.
This was so long ago.
Songs such as Hit the Lights, The Four Horsemen, Jump in the Fire, and of course, Kill 'Em All.
Kill 'Em All.
Actually, that actually wasn't a song. I was just testing you if you are a real Metallica fan.
So why are they telling people to jump in the fire? What exactly does that mean?
Well, they used to have a guitar player named Dave Mustaine, and that guitar player used to tell people to jump in the fire, and he would drink tequila, you know, and Jim Beam and have a fire mouth, and he would just yell, jump in the fire, but he wasn't meaning jump in the fire. He was just saying, hey, give me water, because my mouth is on fire, because he already jumped in the fire, and he wanted
others. So he drank so much
to give him water
that when he went to the bathroom,
flames...
Backfire. Wait, is it called Back in the Fire?
So anyways,
so he was Backfire.
They kicked him out of the band because
he would ask for water.
They said, hey man, we can't just have people telling others to jump in the fire, and they're actually doing it.
Yeah,
so then they came
that.
Out with a little album the next year with the
Which
brand new Worked Out.
Known as a classic.
Album. I mean, the brand new Worked Out members. Oh, and incidentally, Cliff Burton, rest in peace. He was also
Cliff Burton, rest your soul.
He died. But anyways, on to Ride the Lightning.
Sad.
Ride the Lightning came with new members, and if you remember, it came with Fight Fire with Fire, Fade to Black. Who was in Metallica at this time?
Who was in Metallica?
Anybody out there know? If you do,
please,
you might be a true Metallica
message
fan.
Message us, because we have no
comment
clue.
On us. You
we
know,
need
we'll
to
get
know
you
in
the show.
In.
You could be our Metallica expertise.
Guide to Metallica.
Expert. Next, in 1986. The great year. It was a great, great.
What a year, though,
Master
right?
of the Puppets came out, and that was a great album, you know?
Super Mario Bros. Was
that
going
had
big.
Songs such as Battery, Master of the Puppets.
Well, that was a good album.
Disposable Heroes, Orion, and, you know, For Whom the Bell Tolls.
For Whom the Bell Tolls, yeah, that's a good one.
And then the late, great 1988 album, the last album
that
80s Metallica fans consider. If you're a Metallica fan from the 80s, this is the last album.
This is the one that you do remember. Before, some people consider they went to pop or they kind of flipped the switch over to, sell out. I don't think it's called selling out, but I think that the most successful album was the one after that. But anyways, this one is called
And Justice for All. And everybody knows it. Everyone already knew what I was going to say before I even said it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're out there and you listen to Injustice for All, you remember that One was on it.
That One.
Blacken and Justice for All, obviously. The Eye of the Beholder.
To Live is to Die.
To Live is to Die. Harvester of Sorrow. The Shortest Straw.
The Ecstasy of Gold.
The whole album was great. And if you're a true Metallica fan, you even know that this album was great. But then, next came out...
The biggest selling album in Metallica history.
What happened?
It's called...
What is the reason people hate the Black Album?
A lot of people don't like it.
That came out with the hits such as Sandman.
It's considered now a pop album, I believe.
Sad but true.
Is what they call it.
Yeah, it's poppy,
and
right?
To me, it's not really... To me, pop is more Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera.
I liked it.
I don't even consider the Beatles to be pop, to be honest.
I mean, Fade to Black. I love Fade to Black.
I think that album's
good. But I also love Holier Than Thou and Sad But True and The Unforgiven.
The Unforgiven's good.
The music video is great. Wherever I May Roam.
Even Nothing Else Matters.
Wherever I May Roam.
Nothing Else Matters is also a good song.
Where I Lay My Head Is Home. Don't Tread On Me. Nothing Else Matters.
Ding, 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 ding.
My Friend of Misery. Yeah, so everybody, we all know these songs. If you're a Metallica fan and you hated them when they made this change, please comment us, because there's plenty of
Let us
of
know
you.
What
And
the
we're
hate
more
is
interested
all about.
In you than we are the fans of Metallica in the 90s. So then, actually, in the 90s, they came out with a couple albums called Load and Reload. Garage Inc. and the S&M album. Which Garage Inc. and S&M album weren't really albums. They were kind of just like
live stuff. They didn't really hit the charts as much as people think they should have that were big Metallica fans.
Yeah.
So they're kind of underground, considering, even though it's Metallica, they just weren't as well known as the prior albums.
And then Napster came out and ruined their lives. So in 2003, they
I know. Then issued, they sold. That's when they actually did sell out. But
yeah.
I will never say they sold out, but it was a business decision. And just because I don't agree with that business decision, I kind of think they messed up their musical direction, you know, because in the direction they were going, they could have been going a way better direction and making much more money if they would have stuck with it instead of...
I actually am a firm believer that they should have merged with Napster. They should have funded Napster and made Napster about Metallica being the people.
And then, you know how much billions of dollars they might have possibly made?
They would have been Amazon.
Well, hopefully they're not kicking themselves in the head and happy with their decision, but
you know, when
I wouldn't be too happy.
That close to the devil, good things don't ever happen. So they came out in the 2000s. They came out with Saint Anger, Some Kind of Monster, Death Magnetic, and then in 2010,
I've never heard of any of those three albums you just mentioned. Sorry,
it gets
worse.
Metallica
fans, but I haven't heard any of those albums. To be honest,
there's a reason I'm not even naming any of the songs. But in 2010s, they came out with Lulu.
Lulu.
Hardwired.
What the hell is Lulu?
Helping is Hands. It good? And then last year during the Rona, they came out with S&M Part 2.
Whoa. Which
nobody asked for.
Hey, maybe it's amazing. We don't know. I mean,
hey, you're right.
Maybe
what
it's
am
amazing.
I talking shit?
It could
My
be
bad.
Amazing.
I just fell into the loop of anti Metallica.
It could be good.
I'm
going to
tell you.
The true Metallica fans
Gunner's
are still tuning in.
Gunner's a fan of Metallica. I like all their stuff. I think everything's good. Obviously they get slowed down, but I understand they had kids, they had babies and wives,
and that's what it does
to
you.
Houses and mortgages, $1 million mortgages.
Yeah,
and I don't mind it. I love it.
So they don't have as much time to get together and do the thing because they have to worry about their other issues. They don't have time to party as much as they used to party hard and just make music all day. But then they got into this family thing, so that's what happens. You know, they get older, they mature, and then they get their families and or whatever.
Yeah. So Kirk Hammack,
things
you know,
like that is, you know what takes up
James Hetfield. Lars Ulrich, Jason Newsted, and now they got
Jason
Trejo
Boris
guy.
Newsted.
They got the Mexican guy playing bass for them now. Orle
Vato, andale, Trejo's little son.
Kirk Hammett,
go Trejo.
Has kids, you know. You know they all have kids, and Kirk Hammett was the wimpy one, right? But he's got three babies.
Not so wimpy anymore.
He ain't so wimpy anymore. You know James
Hetfield
has kids, right?
Probably 150.
He's probably
got... that's just how many women he's been with yesterday.
I mean, but... claimed kids, he's got four. He's got four claimed kids.
Claimed, huh?
Yeah.
So how many unclaimed?
Probably hundreds.
Well, good for those unclaimed, and for the claim, you are truly blessed as well.
Lars Ulrich, he's also
Ulrich.
57 years old, and he's 57 years bald. He also has three kids. Like
The balder, the beautifuler.
Let that bald shine, is what I say.
Shine it. Shine it up.
And Jason Newsted. Shine that. He also...
and he does have a loose head, because he gets pissed easy, I heard. He's got a cat in that fires.
Wait a minute. Jason Newsted doesn't have any kids? This guy needs to get on it. Uh-oh. What's he been doing with his life? Jason Newsted, dude.
Either kids or make kids.
Your three other band members have three kids, and you don't. Either do drugs or make kids. I mean, make kids or make more kids.
Yeah.
You know, Keith Richards has five kids. Mick Jagger has eight kids. What are you doing with your life, Jason Newsted? Anyways... That was the Metallica rundown for you.
Jason said the Metallica.
We went through all their albums here on the Rundown Gunner Show. It is Halloween. Runner, before we go to commercial break, what is your absolute favorite Metallica song?
It's called Band on the Run, I believe. No, I like Nothing Else Matters, actually, even though it's from the Sellout album. And I actually like that one, and the one you just played, right? The Lightning's cool, too.
Okay.
I like those two songs the most.
Yeah.
Those are my favorite two.
Me?
I'll put them equally top two.
All right, and then what is your
what
favorite?
About you?
What was your favorite album?
Of course,
what was your favorite decade?
The Sellout album.
Oh, the Sellout album, yeah.
Yeah, that's my favorite album still.
That's the closest
it got even
to.
Though the 80s, I think the 80s decade was better overall, I would say.
Yeah, their image.
But album, if you put it to one album, I'll put it to that album. But to the decade 80s, yeah, I thought they were better in the early 80s.
Their image.
Specifically, yeah. They were cooler.
They were cooler, younger, drank more, faster. Yeah.
Partied harder and just the crazy times, you know, the good fun times.
And everybody, if you're curious about Gunner's personal opinion about Metallica's, my Metallica favorites, go ahead and email us at therunnerandgunnershow@gmail.com.
Go ahead and ask away anything. We'll get right back to you guys.
We'll have another Metallica session soon.
Quickly.
But, you know, we got a commercial break coming right now. So, you know, everybody.
Show the symphony how loud you can get.
Don't change that tune. Don't change that channel. We'll be back to handle more. After these
commercial breaks. Oh, dude, I'm so bored. I don't have anything
to
drink.
Nothing to do. What can we drink? I'm thirsty.
I'm thirsty. It's summer.
Do we have any beer? It's freaking hot, man.
What's that coming out of the sky? It's beer.
It's a Grolsch.
A Grolsch beer.
Grolsch Pilsner beer.
Has
a cork top.
With a swing top cork and a glass molding that's unlike any other. Let's pop.
Yeah. Cheers.
Cheers.
Grolsch. Great beer.
All right, everybody. Yep.
Yeah, we are back. And
have you ever had a Grolsch?
Grolsch is the new thing. It's the new trend going out there.
It is so beautiful, straight from the Switzerlands or the Alpines and Europe. I don't know.
I think it's from Great Britain, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Right there has GB. So.
Oh, no, that means the Grolsch beer.
Oh, Grolsch beer. Maybe not Great Britain.
It's from Deutschland.
Anyways, you can still know how to make anything.
Anyways, it's bomb.
We love our allies.
Get yourself some if you can find them. Our city's dry.
So it's a Pilsner. We've been looking all over the damn globe for these things, and there was a little liquor store that had them, and luckily we had to grab them.
Yep. We had to grab them quick and be quick, just like our next topic of quickness. What is it, you may ask? I think you might already know. The best gun, on Call of Duty.
Oh,
all you Lennies, you might want to listen for this one. Listen here. We got the list. The very exclusive list. We got it from Zucker himself. He handed it to us in a sealed envelope, and it was sealed with gold-plated wax.
And he called us Mother Zuckers, too.
He called us Mother Zuckers and
said, this is so secret.
Now, I understood what he said. So here it is.
The super list. Secret edition of COD guns.
In no particular order, the 725 shotgun.
Wow, the shotgun blast. And one of my personal favorites is the AX-50 sniper rifle. So you could hide in the bushes, in the trees, hit them from far.
Oh, what about the PKM light machine gun LMG?
Whoa, that's a crazy one. Just as good as the Kilo 141 assault rifle.
Brrr. Nothing beats, of course, the M481 assault rifle.
Oh, yeah. AR,
the Activision Publishing design version, of course.
And what about the Grau assault rifle?
Also that, the Activision Publishing design.
That's a special one, yeah.
What about the final one? The Bruin MK9.
The Bruin light machine gun. LMG. See, it costs less weight on your equipment, and you could go swiftly with it. That's why people love it, because you could run fast with it and just dump.
Still penetrate through that, you know, bulletproof vest. But then also the MP7 submachine gun.
That one hits them good and hits them hard.
I don't think that gun could lose any battle, to tell you the truth.
I don't think so either. They're all... So these are all the best guns in our opinions in your favorite game and a lot of people's favorite games, Call of Duty.
I once heard...
Personally, I don't play it, but...
that they had
I do know their guns are special.
$40,000 competition for Call of Duty. Is that true?
$40,000.
Lennies, tell us that there is pink rabbits out there in the form of Call of Duty. Does Call of Duty have pink and blue rabbits? Because we want to know. Tell us all the Call of Duty secrets you got. We'll be here. Next week, we're going to be talking about first-person shooters. All of them.
But does a pink rabbit listen to hip-hop?
Yeah, they do.
Is it pink hip-hop?
I think it's blue and purple.
So if it's pink hip-hop or blue or purple, then it must be the guy that sings...
Oh! Prince!
Hotel Room or whatever.
Obviously. Anyways, next Monday is another Halloween special. We're going to go. We might have someone coming in to tell us a little secret about life. You know, we might have a special guest host that we're going to get into. But that is all next week. And
are you talking about the C-Crypto?
We're also going to be talking about the death of John Belushi. How did John Belushi die? Ooh. Well, it wasn't just because he was too chubby.
No, it was much more than chubs.
It was more than sandwiches,
pizzas, and submarines.
It was like ice skiing down very tall slopes.
And there's an avalanche coming right behind him.
And Dan Aykroyd is
preparing
a party down on the bottom of the
hill. Aykroyd had those jet skis with compact jets inside them built in. So he luckily... escaped.
And Bill Murray is doing his last line ever, which was the most huge line, huger than Richard Pryor's
mountains
lines.
And mountains.
Huger than Red Fox's lines.
Huger than Rick James.
Huge. Oh, not that huge.
Whoa. All right, that's too big.
All right, summertime's over. Fall is here.
And let's now, give ourselves this is a cheers. October 1st. And this is the first of October of our
2 minute rundown! All right, so what's up in the sports
baseball
world today?
Baseball is just about over.
Ohtani's over.
Playoffs are about to start.
Dodgers are in.
Ohtani is out. Ohtani is still MVP.
We got Tom Brady NFL. Killing people. We got the Gronk killing people.
Gronk,
that's all they do.
Raiders
that's all
are undefeated, and they play tonight. So tune into that huge game, Raiders Chargers in Los Angeles, and Raider Nation will be there, and I'll be cheering them on as well.
Also, we saw the new movie Shang Chi, and it is great. You should go watch it. It is a very
Spend
great movie.
Spend your ching-ching on ching-ching. It's worth it.
And also, we have Grolsch Beers. They're back in town.
Grolsch is
There's
back
new
in
movies
town.
Coming out.
The
Grolsch
is back in town.
I played some new video games, but, you know, it's none come to mind right now.
We played a lot of games. The new racing game, but we already mentioned that.
Oh, yeah. We played... You know,
what's it called? Rush? It's not called Rush. It's called the other one.
I'm sorry this is such a lackluster two-minute rundown, but not much is happening this week.
We forgot, but all we could tell you is that, ladies, get your lingerie and get ready for the 31st of this month, because we want you half-naked. And guys, impress the ladies.
All right, I mean, I guess everybody, you know, just chill out, because Halloween's gonna be big this year. You know, everybody's been cooped in.
Oh, remember, Oktoberfest also starts this month. So get your bratwurst, get your sausages, and get your beers, and get festive.
Yes.
Get out there and get big old jugs of beer and have a great old time.
Bust up those pumpkins.
Beer season. It's time. Get your pumpkin pie.
All right, everybody. You have a wonderful day. We love you. Peace and love to everybody.
Peace, love, and enjoy yourself.
Drive safe.
And have a beautiful, beautiful Monday.
We just want you to be happy.
Fight that traffic.
And strong. And fighters. All right.
All right. Beat that traffic's butt. And have a beautiful Monday.
Solid.
Remember that I'm not responsible for any injuries, postponements, or collateral that may occur during or post segments of our entirety of the show. You are now or have been listening to. We would like to add any involvement with similar subjects in the show are completely coincidental and may or may not be facts. We would also like to thank you, Lennox.